talking like Bill Murray in Caddyshack when he had the issues, you know. And that's the thing. When you say, I remember that. It was great.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don.
Yes,
quick
hi.
Quick thing.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. The first thing is a movie with Patrick Swayze. How about To Wong Fu?
With love, Julie Newmar. Oh.
That's an awful one, but okay, you get credit for naming that one.
And then if you're going to use a toy to help your problem, you should probably go with the Eruptor set.
Okay, that
could happen.
I don't get it.
Rob doesn't get the joke.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Hola. And did you like being on the show?
Hello.
Did you like being on the show, sir?
Yes, sir.
Great. And we're all happy.
Good day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Oh, hold on, please.
Great. I'm looking at you. You wore green so you could hide. I don't blame you. You're a tramp. Ooh, that was a good one. Ooh, that was right where you wanted. Oh, Mrs. Crane, you're a little monkey woman, you know that?
Brian Wilson.
Little monkey woman, you're lean.
You shouldn't be saying this now.
Too far between.
You're going to meet the man on Wednesday.
You're going to meet him and you're going to love meeting him. Yeah. And then you're going to have a great story to tell the day after. I cannot wait.
Hello, anyway. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Don?
Yes, ma'am.
I was just thinking maybe you could try the liquid bandage new skin for your problem.
That might be a legitimate
Here's the thing about...
Tip.
Here's the Mike, about 3 inches down.
Yeah, I understand.
Right in the sweet spot. The thing with new skin, and I've used it before, not
that way.
Yeah,
I haven't used it there, though, right?
I find it, first off, it smells incredibly like nail polish.
Is it really?
And second, it's like putting super glue on your body.
That's going to burn.
A couple of years ago, I cut the bejesus out of my finger cutting a bagel.
Right.
And Frida came by and sprayed that stuff on. It's got, and I said, what are you doing? And it was like, ow, ow, ow. And then
it's alcohol-based, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yeah, that'll put you through the skylight if you do that.
Sorry about that. I didn't think about that.
It built up a little crust on my finger. But I got to tell you something, that... Even though, obviously it didn't hurt me, even though I know you're not supposed to ingest that stuff,
right.
When I ate that scab...
you got high?
That was one. No, it was just one of the tastiest. One of the tastiest one of the crispiest ones.
Tasted like a martini.
Neuralized. Yeah, that was a good scab.
But I mean, it was...
We have a pool in the pond.
Because I had, like I said, cut the crap out of my finger.
Right. Cut the dickens.
Yeah, and Frida said, you don't need stitches. Just put this new skin stuff on. And then, like, 3 weeks later, sure, the cut is healed. And you know when you get a really good scab going?
Yeah, it's healed.
And you know you're going to pull that baby off, and you're going to be able to get it all the way off to where there's not even any, like... pink or red or blood or anything.
It's just a dried scab.
And I got her off, and man, right into the mouth.
Ah!
Like you don't. Like you don't?
No, I have a... I shouldn't say this. I guess I can say this. When I took over the joint, we had a guy that was back...
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
He was back where the food was, and the word on the street was he was a cutter. And and he had a lot of them, and one day...
he's your head chef now, isn't he?
He's no longer with us. My girlfriend passed along to me that he was sitting in the corner, out on the floor of the restaurant, licking them. Licking the scabs.
Oh,
and so now the whole, I can't, the discussion of
keep them moist.
Scabs cannot come up without me thinking of the guy. He was in the corner licking, like almost like softening it up before he went for the big bite.
Right.
It makes me almost turn, my stomach turn over.
Mentioned your girlfriend.
Yes.
I don't know when we can get into this total discussion.
Yeah.
When were you going to tell me that she moved in with you?
Well, I really didn't even admit to that on the on the air, though.
I'm getting stuff third hand. I'm telling you now that I'm getting, like, when I'm getting emails and stuff, I'm getting reports from people about how the show went when I wasn't here. Mm-hmm. And one of the things was Mike has got Carla moved in with him.
Mm-hmm.
And every day, you know, and I've known this all week.
I think I assumed everybody kind of knew that.
How would I know?
I don't know.
No, that's not...
And why didn't you tell me?
Well, I didn't think to tell anybody. It just kind of happened.
Hold on. But no. You said it on the radio, though.
Yeah.
So I was not able
to
listen.
Well, you were
here. Okay. Right. Well, then, maybe any day this week when we were sitting in the office, like when you were... Not that your story about buying lighting fixtures for your restaurant was not fascinating.
Right,
and
right.
Not that I didn't think we weren't bonding.
Yeah.
But maybe at some point you would have just been, hey, it's Natalie. You know, she moved in.
Well, that was a while ago. Yeah, and I didn't mention it to you like a while ago. So yeah, hey Don.
Yes.
Yeah, she's moved in.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah,
I heard.
Yeah,
I heard. Good. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Why are you making a face?
Well, no, I'm not making a face. It's just you know, when you've been around the bend a couple of times, I'm not like Larry King. You know, I don't remember Larry King with that one woman that he got on the radio about and
Julie.
Remember that? And that's what I always think about. You know, it's like, oh, it's glorious.
Get ready to thank me, Mike.
Why is that?
Because I have a little something for Don.
Oh, there it is. That. Boy, that gets me off the hook.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
No, I don't think it does. No.
Ooh, oh, is that sweet?
Wow.
That's sweet. Madden 06.
Let's talk about that.
Thank you. Who do I have to thank for this?
EA Sports.
Okay, well, I'll find out who I'll thank in a moment.
Has that been opened?
Yeah, it's fine with me, Mike.
Okay.
You will not divert me right now.
What?
You will not divert my train of thought.
I'm not intending to divert your train of thought.
I only brought it up because you felt comfortable enough to bring it up at least at some point on the radio to where a lot of people knew.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, almost every day this week, I had been sitting in the office.
DTFT, Don. I mean, really.
What's that?
Desperate to fill time. I mean, really.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's all rules, you know, all rules were off at that point. You know, it's, the prime directive, fill time.
Okay, understood.
And even when I brought it up on the air, though, I didn't exactly just come out and say it.
No,
did I, Buzz?
No, we had to pull it out of here.
All right, I guess that's what
it was. See, all I know is that I got the report. Mike said on the air, had big conversation, that his girlfriend moved in.
Right. Yeah.
And then I got another, and I wrote back, and I wrote to this person. I said, well, now that I've not heard a word of this.
Right.
And I wrote back, no, but like, Mike's complaining about the dogs living with him, and gosh.
See, I guess the way the plan I went with everybody, that everybody here at the radio station, was, you know, I would assume that when I'm talking about things like that, that everybody would just assume it. And then when we got into it, when the subject came up, I don't know who asked me. It might have been you. You might have actually
part of that discussion.
Pursued the line of questioning. Then it came out, and it. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm awkward about it right now, but I am. I am very. Here I go. I'm a professional broadcaster, and I'm just going. Ayaba, yeah, yeah. It's the whole thing, age thing, and all that. You know.
I mean, but
it's fine. It's great. It's yes, Rob. Half the rent. That's what it really was. It was half the rent. That's what I was looking for.
Mike, and I don't mean to lay a guilt trip on you.
Well, and also I told you the dog thing when I was in the office, and that see when I'm telling you those stories, I don't think it's necessary to formally come out and tell you because I assumed you already knew.
How could you possibly assume that because I wasn't here?
I have no answer for you,
Mike. I'm not speaking to you now from here.
Yeah.
From the mouth.
Yeah.
I'm speaking to you now. From the ticker.
From the ticker.
From the ticker.
Yes. Yes. What?
Nothing. That's all. I would have thought.
You mean your feelings were hurt that
yes.
I didn't tell you?
Yes.
Oh.
It's like I understand your. I mean, and I'm thinking back even to way back when Frieda would say to you, why don't the four of us get together? I know that you're antisocial like that.
Right. Right.
I understand that you're private like that. I understand.
Right.
But Jesus Christ, you got on the radio and told everybody that.
Yeah.
And if no one had told me that you had told that story on the radio,
yeah.
I guess I would be the last guy, I'd be the only guy left who had anything to do with the show who would know that. And right. And I thought, well, you know, I would have told you.
I'm sorry.
I would have told you.
I'm really sorry.
It's kind of a big thing, right?
Really, really sorry. I have nothing to say. That here's how it happened. Okay, it didn't happen where there was a discussion. It didn't happen where it just evolved into that. It was not a formal thing where there was a discussion and it happened like there would be more and more time, and then there would be, you know, more and more time, and then it just kind of
more stuff.
It just kind of happened, and now we're just enjoying that.
Well, that's good.
Happened gradually. Like
it did happen gradually. There was not a time where
still I don't care how gradual it happened. I was 3 weeks. I was.
I'm still paying all the utilities, but half the rent and groceries paid for by Carla.
That's got to help.
That's the way it goes. No, we're she's wonderful, and it's.
I'm just glad you were able to tell all of your friends about this big step you made in your life. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Boy, man.
Just wanted to mention that.
I'll tell you, the Irish guilt. Man, if you could lay it out before, you can lay it out now, that's for sure. Wow.
So you didn't.
You're really bad. I got nothing to say. I should have told you. I should have told you. But it happened a couple of months ago. 3 months ago, 4 months ago.
I understand. I dig that. That's you. You're private. But, once you told everybody, maybe you would tell me. I don't get the Mike O'Mara newsletter, so I'm not hip to all the things that are happening with you.
This is true. We just finished decorating her separate bedroom. It's wonderful.
Rules are
it really
rules.
Is. Incidentally, just for the record, she was all for the Green Bay room. Just so you know that.
Hello.
Might have been a little awkward at first, but I think that's all. Right. I think we all.
How could she have been for the Green Bay room when you didn't even tell me that she'd moved in? Okay. How could you be? Come on, please. Okay.
I formally. Do you know how many people I have said that put it like that she has moved in those in that semantics those terms? Do you know how many people I've told? Well, sat down and said, hey, incidentally.
Besides about, yeah.
Incidentally.
It used to be six.
No, I didn't tell.
3 million listening to our show. Okay.
All right, but do you want to know privately who I've had that conversation with?
No, because you had it publicly.
Okay, but do you know who I have had? I mean, if you're thinking, I haven't had that discussion. I haven't told my mom.
With anyone.
Well, that's good. I'll call her and tell her.
I know you will. I know. I'm sure you will. Thank you.
I'll call her on the way home. Hi, Mary.
Mary,
VA,
it's Don.
Who do I want to thank for this wonderful Madden 06 game?
Well, you want to thank Chris Martin from Glen Burnie, Maryland.
Beautiful. And does he work somewhere where he was able to access this?
I didn't really ask him. He's out in the lobby.
Oh, all right.
Okay, bye.
All right, we'll bring him in here during the break, and I'll thank him and lay some dough on him
or whatever. It's Don, it's such a secret that she spends most of her daylight hours in the cellar. That is the truth.
Nobody knew.
Nobody knew. I said, please, during daylight hours, please don't come on the main levels of the house. That is true. And then I have the padlock key, and when I get home,
I know.
It's always very exciting. It's at 7:30 when I walk through the kitchen door because I hear the I hear the feet running up the stairs.
Sure. In this heat,
it's very very. It's cool down in the cellar, okay. In the root cellar. It's delightful.
Not for nothing.
Yeah.
But you know when that thing with Frida happened?
Yeah.
You're like the second person I called.
Jesus. Wow. That's man.
I'm not kidding.
Man, now you're making me want to reach in my wallet or something like that. Well, I don't know what the hell to do now.
He didn't.
And that's not going to work either, Not with him.
No.
That's for sure.
No.
I don't know what the hell to do.
That's all. Just swim in that guilt this weekend.
Oh, boy, yeah. That's a weekend's worth right
now. Only one cure for that. It really
that'll
is.
Don and Mike show two bottles of Irish whiskey.
Yeah, yeah. And the kids are going to be with me this weekend, so they'll be watching me do it.
Poor kids.
Leave Daddy alone.
Hello.
Uncle Don gave him some guilt.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hi there.
Oh, boy, I got some news for you.
What's that?
What are you going to do tonight now? You got Madden?
Oh, no, hold on.
The Packers are on there, hey.
Don't I know that? There they are. Yeah, it's
that's
the Packers.
Right. Yes.
And the Buffalo Bills.
And
it's a scrimmage from Lambeau Field.
There's going to be like 75,000 people going
but
to a scrimmage.
But won't the game even supersede the first scrimmage?
Here's what will happen. I will get home, put the game in the machine, look at it. Marvel at it.
Mm-hmm.
Attempt to read the book. And then I'll watch the Packers thing.
Okay.
Then I'll watch the Packers.
Hey, Mike, you're still a good friend, Odie.
What's that?
You're still a good friend to Don.
Yeah.
Even though you call him with anything.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks. It's not going to do me any good right now. I don't need you to say that with him here, okay?
Yeah,
just call
just
me
trying.
In private.
Just trying to help a brother out.
All right. Thank you, brother. Bye-bye. Call me in my office. Call me on my office.
I love it. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you that Patrick Swayze played a pedophile in the movie Donnie Darko.
And he was beautiful in that.
He was all
beautiful in that.
The Patrick Swayze filmography. Man, not exactly award-winning.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Welcome back, Don.
Thank you.
Hey, has anybody mentioned the Peace on the Resistance Patrick Swayze flick, The Roadhouse?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was one of the first ones Mike mentioned. Was
did you say Peace on Resistance?
Peace on the Resistance.
Ah, very good.
Hey, Mike, thanks, Rob. Hey, Mike, have you heard about Robert Snowman Steve?
Beth Ann was telling me something about that earlier this week. I think Robert is going to have them yanked next week.
Yeah, he came in a couple of weeks ago, and he is apparently with his diabetes. He's got. They had to do a physical for him,
right?
And he was just about to get the physical done. Once he gets that done, he will be cleared to have them yanked out, but they're going to leave a few anchor teeth.
Hold on, I bet this is BA. Hello?
Hey, I just want to let you know that yesterday, Robert went to the dentist office to actually see the new set of teeth that would be put in his mouth.
Wow, that's exciting.
You know, BA, we really got to have that meeting next week about that website. As soon as I can, I will let you know, because we got to get those pictures up.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he did take pictures.
Okay, fantastic.
Good. Okay, bye.
Hey, Beth Ann?
Never mind.
She's gone.
Hello. Callback.
Don and Mike Show. Hello? Hello?
Don.
Yes, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, I got a question for Mike.
Yes, sir.
Who's the celebrity that Carla most resembles? And I'll take your answer off the air.
Oh, boy. The Invisible Woman. Sue Storm from the Fantastic Four.
Downstairs during the daylight hours.
The Ruth Teller. Mm-hmm. Tallulah. What?
Bankhead.
Tallulah Bankhead.
Wow!
Wasn't she like some old time? Yes. Or like Greta Garbo?
Right.
Like
right.
You never see them anywhere.
I think she looks a little like Jessica Alba, if there's anybody that she would be similar in the face to, a little bit the same kind
That's
of
fair.
Hair.
That's fair.
And stuff like that. That would be a sweet. What are you looking at me with that tone of voice for? I don't know. You know, when he gets... There's a look you give me. There is a look you give me that when you give me the look, I don't have even the slightest clue. Well, normally, Don and I will look at each other in here and...
You tell her Frida died?
What's...
I'm just wondering, did you tell her Frida died?
Of course, yes. Right. Yes.
Thanks. That's good of you. Thank you. I'm glad you told her.
God, stop it! Stop it! Jesus Christ!
Right!
Jesus!
Right!
Oh.
Okay, let's take one more call. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you guys doing?
We're doing okay.
Hey, Don, I just want to let you know I got Mike's invitation to his wedding. I was wondering if you received yours yet.
Oh, shut up and go away! Shut up! Shut up!
Now, listen, I don't care how much he tells me or doesn't tell me. I don't think that's going to be happening anytime soon.
I don't.
But then again, I wouldn't know. Wow. I'm looking at a man I don't know. I thought I knew him. Mike said he wants to marry you this weekend, Carla. He just mouthed those words to me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for letting the secret out.
Secrets out. You're good with secrets.
I'm very good with
secrets. You're good with secrets. Patrick Swayze was also in...
See this? That's the key. I just swallowed the key.
He was also in Fatherhood. That's an awful movie.
God, I've never heard of these movies.
He was also in Green Dragon. He was in Waking Up in Reno. He was in Grandview, USA. He was in Staying Alive. The follow-up to Saturday Night Fever.
Rob,
what?
I don't hand out wedding rings like Tic Tacs.
You're right.
Stop it.
It's engagement rings, not wedding rings.
It's engagement rings.
Engagement
rings. Like Tic Tacs. Here, want a candy?
Got a break, everybody. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt. What? You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly.
That is the Don and Mike Show. They are not dignified. Don and Mike.
Right. You know who else is it? K KHTK in Sacramento. It's usually on the website.
And they changed it?
Yeah, they just took that big, gigantic picture of me off. But still, what's hot?
Yeah, that's the way they would do it. They wouldn't go all the way and remove it.
Hold on. Is this Beth Ann? Hello?
Hello. Yeah, the web guy took the picture off, and now he's working on getting the thing completely off. And that what's hot is always a part of the, I guess, the template of the website.
Okay, well...
You know, they're taking it down. It'll be off.
Yeah, it's just take that item off the hit list.
It will be done.
I appreciate it. Thank you, B.A.
Goodbye.
Okay. Hello, Northern California.
There you go. Let me do that. Oh, and we did find the Brian Wilson tape.
Oh, good. Or not. The original one?
Yeah. The one
that during his sandbox period.
Right.
When he was performing.
You know, I'm such a dick. I'm going to go meet this guy next week.
You are comfortable with your duality in this situation because you have stated... Do you remember the inner reverend? You have a job to do. You also have to recognize reality.
That's
and reality is, when he talks, he sounds like the Caddyshack guy. And there was a time when he performed and he sounded like that tape that we have.
I'm going to see if my kid is awake.
We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
Oh, wait, what time is it? 4:40?
Yes.
He should be up.
Good. He worked last night, I guess, till about 11. Gave me the old ringy-dingy. He's been good like that.
Good.
Boy, he's good like that.
No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Let me try this.
I'm going to play the, this is, he's also, is he a fan of Brian Wilson or is he just like it?
How do you do? How you do that?
You like his message?
I do.
To page this person, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I love this gag.
Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave. Listen, you've never been funnier than you've been this morning. Either that or I'm all goofy on Pop-Tarts.
Message erased at the tone. Please re-record your message. At the end of your message, press 1.
Hey, how you doing, pal? You know what? Your brand of comedy reminds me of my mom's mashed potatoes. Yeah. Lumpy and tasteless.
If you are satisfied with your message,
yes,
press 1. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. Thank you. Your message has been sent.
With normal. Thank you. Goodbye. Okay, so he's not there. He would get a big kick out of this tape.
Right.
He's going with me to the Brian Wilson show. Anyway, here he is. My hero.
You're a big fan.
I swear to Christ I am.
I know you are.
I know you are. No question.
I'm complicated.
Yes.
Just like you, Mike. And Avril Lavigne. The three of us are complicated.
Complicated. I saw a picture of Avril Lavigne in one of the tabloids coming out of a bar.
Good looking,
she
skank.
She is like me.
The Brian Wilson tape.
It was a really fun show, a real intimate kind of...
We had a good time that night. It was really a very small crowd, but it was very intimate, you know. So I got off on the intimacy of it. It was really fun.
Do you prefer an intimate kind of a smaller crowd when you're playing live or one of the bigger houses?
I like the small ones. It's easier to sing to, and I get them...
Well, see, I thought we were going to play Bob Moran.
No. We've got that.
We do?
We've got...
Good.
And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm going to wait till after I see him. It's just...
You're going to wait to play the Barbara Anvil after you see him? That makes sense.
I'm going to wait to play the whole thing, the documentary, and then all of our cuts, like the
jazz. So we couldn't even just get a split second.
No. You know why, Mike?
Why?
Something I got right here.
A heart.
It's called the heart. Thank you, Ron.
Okay. Okay.
You know, I'm just doing it just to have with him.
I'm glad I can fill that role. I truly am. Yeah, you know, I really want to hear it.
What, the Brian Wilson thing?
Yeah, I really do.
Well, you know what I really wanted to hear?
Shut up!
Oh, you shut up!
Shut up!
Okay. Last week, I'm sorry, earlier this week.
Yes.
We had the thing at Glamour Magazine.
Yes.
The article, the...
Owner's Manual for Men, sort of.
Owner's Man, M-A-N.
The Man Manual. Right.
That's it. And there were so many things that we did not get to. It's the catch-up day here, the last day of the week, so... let me see. And again, this is a manual that's going to be in an upcoming Glamour magazine.
Glamour magazine.
Telling women, you know, how screwed up men are, and all men want to do is bang you, and then they just want to leave you, and this is the way to find the good man.
Yeah, the survey, when you read those questions, those statements, obviously written by women.
Right.
Women so, write for that magazine.
So now here, again, under the headline of Glamour magazine's manual... They say these are secrets that men don't want you to know.
Okay.
The six ways that men prepare for a date that's going to involve more than just dinner.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Meaning...
So they want to do it.
Yeah, and this guy's going to jump your bones.
Right.
He's going to do these six things.
All right.
Number one, push-ups.
Yes.
This is stupid.
Wait, I'm confused here. He'll say that he's done push-ups?
No. These are things that he's going to do. He's not going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
But they're going to. Now you're going to find out why.
Push-ups.
Because he will want his muscles to be as tight as possible before he takes you out.
Right.
If you see a man with gigantic biceps, be aware.
Yeah. That's funny.
Number two, he won't tell you this. He'll take a shot of liquor, especially before a first date. If he is planning on having sex with you, his nerves are jacked up. Odds are the plans for the evening rest on you. If you smell liquor on his breath, run.
Wow. Well, come on, that's ridiculous. I'd do that before a first date, whether I wanted to have sex or not.
Now, here's another thing a man will do to prepare for a date when he's just out for sex.
Mm-hmm.
He'll listen to a happy song. Now you would think...
This is so obviously written by women. It's so ridiculous.
You would think, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with the guy listening to a happy song? Mm-hmm. I love you, you love me. A man will not listen to a romantic song before a date because that messes with his emotions and takes him out of his comfort zone. Remember, he's after you. He's going to listen to happy songs. He's going to listen to something that puts him... in a good enough mood to get you.
Well, the password is somebody's thinking too much.
There it is. And here's
what we listen to.
Here's a happy song.
Yeah.
What you're cooking for Biddle Gray? What you're cooking for Biddle Gray?
Oh, yeah.
What's for supper? What do you got?
Gonna get some tonight.
Let me take a peek in my pot.
Oh, yeah. Happy, happy joy, joy.
I'm ready. Also, now, how they would know that you're doing this unless they had hidden cameras, I don't know. Another thing that guys do, just want to bang you. Before he goes out on a date with you, mm-hmm. he will check his wallet repeatedly before you arrive. It will be his nightmare to run out of money.
Oh, yeah.
So if he doesn't have OCD, he will check his wallet over and over. Please note that he will have... money in his pocket and credit cards in his pocket. He will have nothing in his wallet. Because if he decides you will not be his type, he will pull out his wallet and say, look, I've left all of my credit cards at home.
Okay, this has gone beyond being written by women to being written by women that are using their own personal experience.
Well, that's crazy.
Negative experience.
Number five. Now, this is the one that really blows my mind, because you would do this if you're going out, you know, just with someone you just wanted to, just you want to look these.
Just going out for a normal evening. Yeah, same with a shot of liquor.
This is special grooming.
And push-ups.
Special grooming. Now, you know the guy is out to get you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And by get you, I mean he wants to get you in the sack. Eyebrow plucking, ear hair checking, and shoe shining. These are the things that are your tip-offs that this man is just after your, you know...
He practices hygiene. That's what he's doing.
Password is Brazilian.
Oh. Is that too much preening?
He knows that you will be spending the next hour to 90 minutes looking directly at him.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to size him up. as he prepares accordingly.
That's why, watch out for the man who's going to pluck his eyebrows.
Now, the sixth thing that a man does to prepare for a date, and how they know this, again, I don't know, and this is only, not just preparing for a date, but when he wants to get some,
that's right,
some poontang, psychs himself up. Every man like this will give himself some sort of a pep talk, usually along the lines of, well, she's agreed to go out with me, mm-hmm. so she must like me. If she likes me, she'll go to bed with me.
What's he doing this in the mirror?
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you're a pretty man, brother.
While he's fucking.
You're a pretty man.
Then we have, let's move on now. Things that any man can be taught about relations.
Here we go.
And things that he can never be taught.
Relationships or just hot,
relations.
Steamy relations?
This is all just about sex.
Sex.
Five things that any man, no matter how knuckle-dragging he is, can be taught about sex relations.
All right.
One. Hygiene. You must tell.
You're not going to believe this.
I jump up. You must tell this man, parentheses, you are thinking of sleeping with, that you love the touch and smell of his smooth, clean skin. He will quickly catch on. Number two, you can teach him this.
Hello, Larry. What are you enjoying for lunch today?
Post-coital etiquette. After you're done, you have full authority to tell him how long he has before you watch TV or check voicemails.
This is for men?
This, you can teach him this. These are things you can teach. The guy that wants to...
So the guy, after you do it, the guy has to have a certain amount of time before he gets to watch TV?
After you're done, the woman now...
Yeah.
Has full authority to tell the man how long he has to wait before he can watch TV, check voicemails, and do things like that. It says you can train a guy to do this.
Okay.
The third thing you can train him to do.
That fits into the cuddling part.
How to kiss.
Baby.
Men do not know how to kiss. Take charge and guide him. Perhaps he'll adapt.
Oh, God.
Number four.
This is like if you want a man like the Gimp.
This is Rip Taylor. I will be at the Metroliner tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Washington, D.C.
The tape that works in any circumstance.
You can teach the man, let me see, how, when, and where to touch you. Most men don't know the first thing about truly satisfying a woman. You've selected him. Now help him. Put your hand on top of his. You'll have to show him by example. Maybe he'll remember on his own next time.
Where was that spot?
And number five thing that you can teach any man about relations,
yeah.
Which fantasies not to share. Tell him that you don't want to hear anything involving real people. Like your best friend. Like, what guy is going to meet a chick and while you're having sex, say, yeah, this sex is fantastic. And where's your friend Mary Lou at right now?
You think she'd join us next time?
Okay, and conversely, now, here are three things that the man you're going to sleep with, that you've decided is acceptable,
right.
You can never teach him
okay.
about sex. ESP. Men are stupid about sex. You have to tell them what you want, where you want, and how you want it, or he'll just guess blindly.
Because we're so damn dumb.
That's now, here's another thing that we men can never be taught. How to make better faces. When he approaches his moment of relaxation, his facial expression isn't his fault.
Hurrah!
This is something that happens to men. Sadly, it's beyond their control.
Sadly.
Yes. And then, the number three thing that he can never be taught is simply his smell. And then, right,
he smells like a boar.
Right. Most men don't smell well. Hey, that rhymes. Most men don't smell well.
Mm-hmm.
If your chosen doesn't smell good to you naturally, he never will. Let him go.
Well, why can't he put on some stuff? Like spray, that body spray that the kids like so much.
Helps to bathe first. But.
I'm just telling you, just cut him slack on his...
No. How about drums? An instrument everybody loves. We have beautiful drums instruments right in the Polykeys. Listen to this. Bass drum.
He's got some slack on his face.
Crescent cymbal.
Right. That guy knows how to get
a hi-hat when it is closed.
Tom-tom.
And when it is open.
Tom-tom.
A crescent cymbal. And small drum called tom-toms.
Tom-toms.
But no matter what, you will never get rid of his B.O.
Now.
So learn to rub it.
Oh, God, do I have time for this?
Okay.
Five keys to winning an argument with any man, no matter how stupid he is.
Stick notes.
One, only argue when you're sober. You'll be way better at shutting you down, running logical circles around you, and preying on your tendency to get emotional. Number two, oh, you're going to love hearing this one, Mike. Channel your inner lawyer.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
As he lays out his arguments, sit there, listen, and at the same time, formulate an airtight response.
Wow, this is pure man-hater stuff
propaganda,
right here.
Yeah.
Number three, don't be passive-aggressive. If you think that sulking and being standoffish is going to get the point across to this stupid guy, you should have asked more questions about your project. It won't work. He'll just think you're being randomly moody. Stupid men don't respond well to passive-aggressive.
I like stupid men. I think that's really the continuing theme in this.
Number four, the key to winning an argument with a man. Thank you, Glamour Magazine. Think about what's really bothering you.
Yeah.
Please. Don't argue with him because he's there.
Don't regard his feelings.
That's not fair. If you're really bothered by a parking ticket, a problem at work, whatever, get away from him. Go to the gym.
Because remember, he's stupid.
Go out with your
smelly
friends. Clear your head. And whatever you do, don't apologize.
He will not be able to please you. He smells bad, and he's stupid.
That's right.
And then here's the one that is just the funniest. The fifth key to winning an argument with any man, no matter how stupid he is. Read How to Win Friends and Influence People. Yes, ladies, it's practical for this situation. Learn how to appeal to your stupid man by figuring out what he wants to hear, and then use that to get your agenda across.
Wow.
Hey, yeah. Pretty good handbook.
Fantastic, ladies. Good luck, Glamour Magazine.
God, hey, there's too much. I mean, we're running way too late today. I guess next week, this is like a 45-page handbook.
And it's all the common thread. Men are stupid.
Things to look out for in his medicine cabinet to tell you that he's a bad guy.
You thought about that the other day.
Right. Well, of course, tampons. I mean, if he's got tampons. If you've just started with them, these are not yours.
Mm-hmm.
Whose are they? Body glitter. Now what? Now, listen, hold on a second.
Homo.
That's when you look at the woman and go, it's mine. It is mine. Where am I supposed to keep it?
And then there's all this other hair products, creams. Don't like, if you open up his medicine cabinet, there's any kind of cream in there.
Why?
No.
That's crazy.
He should know creams don't work.
All I got in there is Goody's headache powders.
If he's got creams, it means he's so desperate for stiffening help that he has turned to pseudoscience.
Oh, that kind of cream.
No, but it doesn't say, like, stay aroused.
Yeah.
It just says cream products.
I don't know what the ladies get around, they'll have, like, a few martinis and write this. Is that the way it works?
Sure.
Anyway, that's from Glamour Magazine. And we're only on the get-go stages.
Wow. Hey, why are you leaving? I found cream. I found cream and body glitter next to the tampons.
I know before our date tonight, you checked your wallet repeatedly. You psyched yourself up. And damn you, did you listen to a happy song?
I don't know why we're going to have sex. You don't know how to please me anyway. That's what the magazine said.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The idea behind it was that everything is a muscle in here. And the more
you can stretch it, the more resonance you'll get.
So where do you put them?
You put little end of pencils back in your back teeth, and it forces a little more space. You get used to opening the oral cavity more, and you get resonance.
Did you ever swallow one accidentally?
No, I never did, Jim. I don't think I'd want that. It works great for restaurants, because you call up and you say, I need a reservation for two. This is Kathleen Turner. And they go, yes, it is.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This is Ghetto-licious.
They whore it like bitches.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, thank you again to Craig, the guy from Baltimore.
Very nice.
Went to the website where he got an advanced copy of Madden 2006 for preview.
Right.
I got it.
You've got it in your hot little hand.
And I was talking with the guy during the break, and he was saying, what team do you play with? I said, the Colts. Even though I'm a Packers fan.
Right.
I love the Colts playbook.
Right.
He said, well, no matter what team you have, it's going to be a whole new thing, because now when you throw the ball, as the receiver is going down the field making his cut, his hands actually either move to the right or to the left.
And depending on what side, that's whether you complete a pass or not.
Yeah, because it used to be that you would pull up the passing windows, you'd see Marvin Harrison, receiver A.
Right.
You would push the A button, and the ball would just go right to him.
And now it's going to be the degree of difficulty.
Yes.
He's pretty good. Madden's games are good as far as, do they improve significantly the degree of difficulty every season?
Every year. So right. I'm loving it. Looking forward to that. Thank you again, Craig, other Baltimore. Chris, I'm sorry for hooking me up. Now, what do we have here? All the crap from this entire week that I've not had time to get to, because we want to get to Jeopardy today.
Right.
It's a great one with a great Regis angle. That's it. Listen, I'm going to save it until we get to it, but it's been in the Inquirer for a while now.
Uh-oh.
Save Regis.
Yeah, he's very distraught.
Apparently they even have, what is this, keep your letters coming to support Regis. They're so sure he's going to be fired.
Yeah, Gelman, it's a conspiracy with Kelly Ripa. They're gonna boot him. They're going to boot him on out of there.
Wow. So send your letters to Keep Regis, the National Enquirer, P.O. Box 1890, Murray Hill Station, New York, New York. We'll get into this in a second.
Man, he's so old.
My lead story, though.
Yeah.
This is great news for me. You know I've got a thing for milk.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Always have. And we're not talking about over to the Giant to get a half gallon or anything, are we?
That's right. Monrovia, California. Is that in Northern California?
Near Los Angeles.
Near Los Angeles? They have announced that they will be selling commercial breast milk.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Now, my weekend is complete.
Wow.
Let me see. The supply comes from donations at milk banks around the country.
Buzz, were you just licking your lips?
Yes, I was.
Thank you.
Very hot out.
Now, it's said in this thing that I read that they're using it for sick babies at hospitals.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's medically necessary.
But
very, very helpful.
Do you think that perhaps it's just something that you're going to put in your fridge?
Here's the thing. You guys were so great to get me that Madden game.
Oh, no.
Is there any way that I could get a six-pack for the weekend?
Somebody that maybe got an advanced bottle, delivered in bottles to the front door.
Just you.
Milkman. Just you, the TV with the exhibition game on, and your Madden game. And maybe just a glass, a half full.
Five regular and a chocolate.
Right out of the can.
That is fantastic.
That's fantastic.
This vanilla latte has a hair in it.
Oh,
dear.
Let me see. Oh, Tommy Lee.
Hi!
Tommy Lee. Hi,
that was,
Tommy.
And I got to tell you what we did. When you weren't here, that was one day that... It sounds nothing like Tommy Lee, but I guess it was Joe... Like the fact that
are you
that
talking
was,
about something that happened when I was gone?
Yes, and it was a
when
Tommy
you,
Lee.
When something you else? Told everybody about Carla?
Yes, when I told everybody about Carla.
Except me?
Haven't you? I have. It's the mission accomplished. Mission accomplished.
Okay, go ahead.
God. So, I forgot what I was going to say.
Sure.
Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee. That's what I think Tommy Lee would sound like. And then it was pointed out to me that Tommy Lee sounds like George Lopez and also Ty Pennington, which is not to be confused with Jesse Jackson sounding just like Arnold Schwarzenegger. But it was really talking about Tommy Lee. Hey, kids, let's go to college.
You know, the thing about that Ty Pennington guy,
yes,
is that your impression of him mm-hmm. is right on.
Right.
He has a voice that is, in some ways, similar to Lopez.
Good morning, only higher.
Right, right. I mean,
where George Lopez is down here with the accent.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy Lee was right here. Come on, girls. Who wants hepatitis?
So, Tommy Lee had to choose between Pam Anderson and booze.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to miss Pam.
Attaboy, Tommy.
Apparently, the deal is this. Her father was an alcoholic, mm-hmm. so she is sensitive about this.
Ah.
He said that she came to him and said, we can make this work. We can really give it a shot if you'll stop drinking.
Right.
And he said he thought about it for 24 hours,
uh-huh.
and then said goodbye.
It's tough to, you know, I mean, there are probably a lot of Pam Andersons out there.
Now, this is also this is also coming out because she's admitting now that she's dating him just for publicity. I mean, I don't know if you've heard this or not.
I know they've been seen together, but I didn't know that's why she was dating him.
She said, well, the way that it works is somebody did an interview with him where they said to him, are you dating her? And he said, no. When I just told him, he said, she made me choose booze or her.
Booze or her, and he chose the booze.
So I chose the booze. So then they go to her, and they say, he told us that he chose booze over you. And she said, well, if he told you that, then I'll tell you that I'm just going out with him for publicity.
He should have looked back at her and says, I'll give up the booze if you give up plastic surgery.
So it's a business deal they got going there. Lindsay Lohan.
You.
Oh, no, hold on. This is good news.
Okay.
Lindsay Lohan has hired a personal trainer. Do you know why?
Why?
Because she's lost her boobs.
She has totally lost her boobs.
And she wants to work out with the trainer.
There's an exercise for that?
She, they're working in the chestal region.
Huh.
And apparently, between diet and exercise,
right.
She says, her words, not mine, my breasts will explode.
Hey! So, but wow. The thing is, she lost her breasts when she got down to Lara Flynn Boyle weight.
Right.
And all she
That's
has to
right.
do, I mean, if she works out a little bit, all she has to do is, like, drink a few milkshakes, pardon the pun,
now,
and she'll get the boobs back.
Oh, boy, I'd love some of that. That is such a great...
You know what? Hey, listen, I'll make it my quest this weekend.
Imagine that.
Quarter a gallon.
Because I know you feel guilty. And it would be like that time that, I don't know, you forgot my birthday or something. You drove all the way out to my house with that present.
Yeah.
I get this picture tomorrow morning. Please don't do this.
I show up with...
with like a six-pack of breast milk.
Or I could just tell you it was breast milk. You know, put a little vinegar in it or something.
Mike, I'd know. I'd know the difference.
You'd know the difference. I forgot you are the sommelier of breast milk.
Did you know that? Well, you know, Britney Spears.
Yes.
And she's got ass and tasty breast milk.
Maybe she's a donor.
Boy or girl, what do you think? They've already done the test.
Ah, boy.
It's a boy.
Yeah.
And the name she's already selected?
Tyler.
Nope.
Eustace.
It's nothing trendy.
Shane.
Think Tard. Think
Corky.
No, think our show. And think Tard.
Thomas?
Think lovable Tard.
Boy, Tom, Thomas.
Mike?
Get to know Charlie. Charlie?
Charlie.
And it's not Charles, it's Charlie?
It's Charlie.
Charlie!
Because she loves Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, God.
It's a boy. They're going to name it Charlie.
Charlie. Because of the movie?
Because of the movie.
Wow. That is a dark reason.
Now, hold on a second. Robert Blake. He says he's not worried about the fact that his first wife is going to testify in the civil trial.
Yeah, man, I tell you, I try to bump them all.
Listen to what he says. Now, the allegations are that, he hired a hitman to
bump her off.
To kill her and a boyfriend.
They're coming down on me, Donnie.
Here is what Robert Blake says.
Sure could use some breast milk.
Let me see. Robert Blake is not concerned that she's charging him.
I'm concerned about building my breast size back up.
Here's his quote. She's okay. She winked and smiled at me, like when we were at the beach. She don't mean it. That's the quote.
She don't mean nothing. She's just working me, brother. That's all she's doing.
She winked and smiled at me like when we were at the beach.
I ain't going back in, man.
Wow.
I ain't putting that orange jumpsuit back on, brother. There ain't no way. I'll tell you that right now.
The beach. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Buzz.
Yes.
There are exercises that a girl can do to improve her breath.
Yeah, actually, I knew that.
One, two, three, four. Over the shoulder. Hit the floor.
That part I didn't know.
Should that call be a little more gay?
I don't think so.
There are
homo
exercises you can do.
What? Oh,
that was Clay calling.
Okay, now I got just a million things that are just one sentence things that I've been saving all week to tell you. I only mention this because a lot of people have they're trying to be nice. They'll say to me, Frida came to me in a dream, or I feel Frida's presence. And somebody actually said to me, you ever thought about sitting down at a Ouija board? Yeah. And I'm like telling these people, you're out of your mind. Well, somebody sent me, somebody well-intentioned, sent me the person that said to me, you should buy a Ouija board, sent me this story from the Los Angeles Times. Let me see. I guess it's in relation to Kate Hudson has a movie coming out next week, and they're doing an interview with Kate Hudson. And she says that they talk to the dead all the time in her house.
Hmm.
And then they say, really, how do you do this? And she goes on to say that they love the Ouija board.
Okay.
And that Goldie Hawn loves it, but Kurt Russell is really the best at it.
Hmm.
And that Kurt Russell has a special talent for the Ouija board.
So the Ouija board, for those people that don't know, because I mean it's been a long time. I mean, it spells the words out, right? Like you ask a question, and the Ouija board answers you.
Like what you would do, what this person came to my house wanted to do was you put your hands on a little piece of plastic
pointer,
and it moves around the board, like where you say, Frida, can you hear me? And listen, everybody can say whatever they want about the Ouija board. I have never been in the company of anybody with one of those things where somebody's not moving it.
Right. Yeah, of course. I mean, it's automatic. So, and doesn't it have answers, too? Doesn't it have, like, yes and no,
yes,
as opposed to just the letters?
And Kurt Russell apparently has this rap now that Goldie Hawn is saying and that Kate Hudson's saying that he's so great at it. I mean, of course he is. He sits there with these two dopes and moves it around.
Yeah, does anybody remember Goldie Hawn from her heyday, you know? Right. Private Benjamin? Come on.
The mystical powers of Milton Bradley. They'll tell you all the powers of the Neverworld.
That's right. It is a Milton Bradley product, the board game. Yeah.
So anyway, Kurt Russell is awesome at that. Does anybody watch Rockstar in Excess?
I've seen it, but I don't like it.
I tried to watch it one night last week.
No Hell's Kitchen, Don.
They're moving it off CBS onto VH1, if you care. When Kelly Clarkson was growing up, the other kids called her Smelly Kelly.
Why?
But they didn't do it just because it rhymed. Kelly Clarkson, and now this came from KellyClarkson.com.
Okay.
Says, yes, she did have a BO problem. Because her mom was busy working.
Right.
They didn't have a lot of money, and she never taught Kelly about stuff like deodorant and feminine hygiene.
Oh, more than enough trouble down there. Oh, Miss Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson, I spent way too much time on KellyClarkson.com.
Surprise.
They've got a clip there from an interview with Jane Magazine. Another one of the things that she says is that one of her friends finally came up to her and said, dude, do you know about deodorant?
Oh, wow.
She said no. A woman, a girl at the time, mm-hmm, asked her if she had ever heard of douching. She said she knew nothing of it.
No need.
She went home and yelled at her mom.
Wow.
That's from Kelly Clarkson.
Well, their mom should have paid more attention.
Okay.
All the American Idols had those issues, though, I think. You know, Ruben.
Justin.
Why do men have nipples?
Clay.
Do you care why men have nipples?
I would like to know. I mean, there's really no functional reason.
For the first first 6 to 8 weeks that you're an embryo,
yeah,
everybody starts off as a woman.
Oh.
That's why.
I've always felt that. I've always strongly felt that. I've wanted to play tennis.
Let's see, Don Knotts, who we've had on the show before, Barney
Boo!
Five. Yeah, right. They don't know if he's sick or well.
How could you tell by looking at him?
His health? is failing.
Yeah.
They are concerned about him because there's a Don Knotts festival somewhere this weekend in West Virginia or some such. Where is it, Robbie?
Morgantown.
Right.
Well, somewhere every weekend.
And they're going to like give him his walk on the Hall of Fame, and he's not going to be there because he's ill. I say it's because he doesn't want to go to the Morgantown, West Virginia for goddamn Don Knotts Day.
Will they keep his farm open? His berry farm? Does that place seriously still exist? Does Knott's Berry Farm? The, I think so.
They just,
Park, right?
They just call it Knott's.
Knott's
now. That's what they call it now, just Knott's. And remember, that's the place where my brother worked but got fired because he refused to cut off his beard.
That's right. He didn't shave his facial hair.
I hear Don Knott's now weighs nearly 400 pounds.
Wow. That's how they know he's ill.
So he's not well.
But
boo!
He's okay.
So heavy.
All right, that's all I had for you this week. One more thing. Oh, and this is a feel-good.
Yeah?
This is from Newcastle, Pennsylvania. There's a girl named Stacy Kendall. She's 19. She is a gigantic hero to old people.
All right.
On Monday, she got busted by the cops for selling sexual favors. She's 19.
Hey, 19.
The favors that she was selling were to two guys. One of them's 71. One of them's 83.
God bless her.
How are you?
The favor that she gave to the 71-year-old, you want to guess how much, Mike?
How much she charged?
Yeah.
$100.
$4.
Oh, dear.
To the second guy?
She wasn't riding on a short bus. But how much to the 83-year-old?
$6.
$6. $10 for each of them.
Senior discount.
Two guys, all three were arrested for prostitution and solicitation.
And all he said when he was arrested, the old man, hugs are great. Wow. Hugs are great.
The prices would have been higher, but they ate before 4:30.
That's all I got for you. Listen, we'll come back. Now, this thing from the Inquirer. This has been ongoing, this thing about Regis, for months and months now.
I didn't know.
They've loved writing stories saying Jeff Probst is going to replace Regis. Uh-huh. Kelly hates Regis. Regis hates Kelly. And it's gotten to the point now, as I mentioned, that the National Enquirer has got an actual Keep Regis campaign. Now, what they've done is they've taken snippets from the Regis and Kelly show.
Uh-huh.
Just set this up before we come back with Regis.
Right.
And they've taken them out of context.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I watch Regis and Kelly every day. You know, I think they're great.
You love that show.
I do. That first 20 minutes is the best TV in the world.
Except when Jessica Simpson's co-hosting.
Yuck. Or Nick Lachey or anybody.
Exactly.
You know, I like Regis and Joy. Mm-hmm. If Kelly's not there, I like Joy Philbin. Mm-hmm. So anyway, what they did in the National Enquirer, and the brand new edition that's out today or yesterday, they have things taken out of context that these two said to each other. On July 18th, it cut Kelly to the bone when Regis said they were talking to the winner of Dancing with the Stars, the chick that was on General Hospital.
Kelly Monaco.
Right, that's her name.
Right.
And she said that a relationship with her dance partner was strictly professional.
Uh-huh.
Kelly Ripa said, and I saw this, she said, that's the same reason that nothing goes on between me and Regis. We've got a professional relationship.
Right.
Regis then said, we hate each other, that's why. And they got a big laugh.
Uh-huh. Sure.
But they write it in the Inquirer.
Like he really hates her.
Right.
Now,
that's when they'll say Regis snapped.
Here's another thing.
That's right.
That Kelly Ripa said on the air. One day, Regis, just being an old man, having a brain fart, and she turned to him and she said, I don't know how I'm going to get through four more years of this. Okay, so they take that and they make that
right. An
isolated
she hates him
headline.
Yeah.
Then, I'm not going to go through it, but they have a string of catty exchanges between the pair.
Mm-hmm.
Things that they've said to each other out of context
right. That
look like they hate each other.
Right.
Last week, the National Enquirer reported that a damning dossier is being drawn up so that they can fire 73-year-old Regis.
Oh, no.
They want to bring in Jeff Probst.
Yeah.
And Regis Philbin, of course, has nothing to do with this, but the Enquirer says it's the Keep Regis campaign. Write your letters to Keep Regis.
Sure.
National Enquirer.
He won't let you know, but I think he supports that.
P.O. Fox, 1890, Murray Hill Station, New York, New York.
Right. I mean, he's still trying to do the show business on the outside, but I think sure. You can get something out of it.
Well, we'll find out in a moment. This is from the Inquirer. Mm. They maintain Regis is out.
Wow.
Jeff Probst is in.
Mm.
And you're going to have to write letters so Regis can keep his job.
The only thing I heard about this is that the reason it might be true is because they're actually going above in the chain of command. They're going beyond Michael Gelman.
Really?
Because he's Michael Gelman is still 100% behind Regis.
I'll bet.
I heard some.
Matter of fact, he's offering Regis a lot of support.
Sometimes I heard some the other way around.
Sometimes it is.
Regis is behind Michael.
Not as much anymore.
No. Oh.
You know, just the way it works.
All right, so that's the setup. We'll come right back. We'll get Regis's side.
Good. You do the work.
When we get right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's a pleasure to have her back on our show. Please welcome Preston Kelly.